2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds, 81 degrees.
And traffic building in Davis County, I-15. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story, a Utah County high school teacher is facing a host of charges after police say he offered a student money in exchange for nude pictures. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt with the story.
$20 to $25. That's what police say 23-year-old Luis Mendez Gamino, an assistant band teacher at Pleasant Grove High School, offered a 17-year-old girl on Instagram for each naked picture she sent him. And an investigation determined it's likely he's done this before. Police say he admitted to asking the girl for the photos, telling her he had paid other girls for sending similar pictures and urging her to keep the conversation a secret. During a search of Mendez Gamino's phone, police say they found more than 100 pictures and videos of child porn. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:31. Back to school shopping week, but it's also primary election week. Simone Cycli is here. When do ballots need to be mailed in by?
Jeff, if you are mailing your ballot, get them postmarked today. If you can't make it to the post office today, you can drop them off tomorrow at an official ballot drop box by 8 o'clock. Now let's learn more about this primary election from KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
This is where you're picking who you think are the best candidates to be on the ballot for the general election in your local city council or mayoral races. That means, for example, the 8 candidates for Salt Lake City mayor are going to be narrowed down to 2. The Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah County clerk said last week that their turnouts were just 17% or under so far, but it's climbing today. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A New York-based developer announced its plans for the new Mayflower Mountain Resort near Park City today. Extel Development CEO Gary Barnett says this resort will eventually include more than 1,000 private residences as well as hotels and special accommodations for military personnel and their families.
That would provide benefits to a developer, such as tax increment financing, such as easier and speedier approval.
The company expects to break ground for the military portion of the project next spring. Eventually, this resort will occupy more than 1,000 acres on the hillside above Highway 40 near the Jordanelle Reservoir. A 70-year-old woman is recovering after a boulder fell on top of her in the Uinta Mountains. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says search and rescue crews worked through the afternoon to free the woman from beneath this big rock. Authorities believe she suffered head and arm injuries and likely broke her femur. A medical helicopter was dispatched to help with the rescue efforts. KSL's top national story this half hour. The U.S. thinks it knows what was behind an explosion and a spike in radiation at the White Sea off of Russia last week. ABC's Luis Martinez reports from the Pentagon.
The U.S. official says indications are that it was likely a nuclear-powered cruise missile that was involved in last week's explosion off the coast of northern Russia that killed 7 people. The official also confirmed that increased levels of radiation have been detected in nearby areas. Russia has not provided many official details about the incident. It hopes that its new nuclear-powered missile could enable it to fly long distances and avoid American missile defense systems. The idea for the missile was unveiled a year ago by Russian President Vladimir Putin, but the concept is still only in the testing phase. Louis Martinez, ABC News, The Pentagon.
Now, a different kind of spike. Greenhouse gases, a new climate report compiled by hundreds of scientists, including many in the U.S. government, paints a pretty dire picture of conditions on Earth because of greenhouse gases. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The federal government-led report finds greenhouse gases were at their highest levels in 800,000 years in 2018, evident by studying ice cores showing greenhouse gas concentrations over hundreds of thousands of years. 470 scientists in 60 countries took part in the report. The project was run by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It also shows ocean heat and sea levels were at record highs, sea ice near a record low, tropical cyclones were well above average, and the Antarctic was warmer than average. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide inside of a Manhattan jail cell is now being investigated by the FBI and the Inspector General. A source tells ABC News the Metropolitan Correctional Center has been understaffed, leading to a low morale among guards. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
He was taken off suicide watch on July 29th, in part at the request of his criminal defense attorneys, who were urging the Bureau of Prisons to remove him from suicide watch. It is restrictive. It's a special cell. You wear special clothing. You're under constant monitoring. It turns out, though, that may well have saved his life.
We're also hearing the FBI, Customs and Border Protection, and NYPD officers are raiding Epstein's U.S. Virgin Islands compound. Federal prosecutors had said the investigation would continue despite Epstein's death by suicide in jail. A lawyer says imprisoned polygamous leader Warren Jeffs has suffered a mental breakdown and will likely not testify in an upcoming trial. Jeffs and a community trust which he used to run are being sued by a woman who says Jeffs sexually abused her when she was a child. Lawyers representing the trust say there's a likelihood Jeffs isn't mentally competent to testify. Jeffs is 63 years old and serving a life sentence in Texas for sexually assaulting underage girls that he considered brides. KSL News Time, 3:35.